From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Krumrie. The Mendenhall Glacier is one of Southeast Alaska's most visited tourist attractions, but midway through the region's busiest ever tourist season, it's already reached its capacity for commercial tours. As KTOO's Katie Anassis reports, tourists are now using Juneau's city bus to get there.
If you're visiting Juneau on a cruise and want to see the Mendenhall Glacier, you'll probably want to book a tour. Tour buses take passengers straight to the glacier in about half an hour. You could take the city bus. At $2 per person, it's a fraction of the price of a commercial tour. But the closest stop is 1.5 miles away. Those were the factors Ron Verhill and his wife Lucy were weighing when they got off their cruise ship this morning.
I wanted to take the city bus because I wanted to save some money. And Lucy wanted to, take a tour bus. So we're still kind of not on the fence about which way we're going to go.
But they quickly learned that the tour bus was not going to be an option for them. So by late afternoon, they were on the city bus. It had taken up most of their day in Juneau.
Well, the bus is a bit of a milk run, but it was okay. We had a long walk, that long walk, and about 1.5 kilometers or miles.
The U.S. Forest Service allows more than 500,000 people to visit the glacier on commercial tours each season. Usually, companies have enough permits to sell same-day tours throughout the summer. But now, halfway through what's shaping up to be Juneau's biggest tourist season yet, they've already sold out. That's driven more tourists to take the city bus. And the higher demand is taking a toll on Juneau residents. Drivers report leaving up to 29 people at stops because their buses are too full. Alexandra Pierce is the city and borough of Juneau's tourism manager.
Yeah, I've heard anecdotally about people not being picked up at Fred Meyer with their groceries, say, or somebody missing a flight because they were relying on the city bus to make their plane connection.
But Pierce says the city can't prevent tourists from taking public transportation.
Like, if you or I go to New York and ride the subway or London and ride the tube, you know, we wouldn't get a little stop on the turnstile that says, oh, you don't live here. And it's the same thing here. Public transit is available to everybody and needs to be available to everybody.
If Capital Transit has spare drivers, it can add more buses to popular routes. But with a statewide driver shortage straining both the city and tour companies, that can't happen often enough to meet the demand. At a Juneau Assembly meeting earlier this month, member Michelle Hale urged city leaders to find a solution.
Often the people that ride the bus are some of our most poor citizens, not always, of course, and might not have access to even figure out who to make that complaint to.
In an effort to reduce pressure on the bus system, the city has issued additional permits for the parking lot by the Brotherhood Bridge. Tour companies are taking tourists there to see the glacier from a distance. The city has also hired a consultant to help figure out how Capital Transit can meet the needs of residents and tourists during the season. Pierce says the strain on public transportation points to key challenges Juneau faces when it comes to tourism.
We have a shore excursion supply and demand problem in Juneau. If I could characterize simply our two biggest tourism issues, it's a volume problem. There are just a lot of people. And there's a supply and demand problem that we are running out of having enough things for those people to do. We've always been a destination where there's a lot of options and a lot to do, but we just have too many people now.
She says the consultants should have recommendations ready for city leaders next month. In Juneau, I'm Katie Anastas.
More than 100 Bristol Bay fishing crews, outraged with this year's base sockeye price, anchored their boats at the Naknek River entrance on Thursday. KDLG reporters were on the water, moving between protesting crews who are calling on Alaskan processors to reconsider their historic low base price and bring more price transparency to the fishery. KDLG's Jesse Sheldon reports.
At 9 a.m., Ivan Basarjan and the crew of his boat, the fishing vessel Top Notch, are on the water to protest this year's low price. He's fished in Bristol Bay since the late 1980s. Standing in the wheelhouse of a boat he built, he says this year's price hits hard.
So this 50 cents that I get when I get home is going to be a wash. You know, I'm not going to have anything in the bank sitting.
Organizers of the protest are calling on processors to increase the base price this season of 50 cents per pound, less than half of last year's price. If it doesn't change, many fishermen say it's unsustainable for the industry, and some say they will go home in debt. Basarjan says he's out on the water today because he fears accepting this year's low base price will set a precedent.
If they know we can fish for 50 cents, we're going to get paid 30 cents next year. This is just a peaceful protest. You know, we're not trying to block anybody or anything. You know, we're just trying to show the world that we're hurting and we need some help.
Trident Seafoods was the first to post that base price on Sunday, with some handling incentives. North Pacific Seafoods announced the same a few days later, along with Peter Pan Seafoods. KDLG made repeated email and phone call requests for comment with the largest processors, Trident Seafoods, OBI Seafoods, North Pacific Seafoods, Silver Bay Seafoods, and Peter Pan Seafoods, which have not been returned. In their letter to the fleet, Trident Seafoods cites last year's record harvest as surplus flooding the market, as well as dropping consumer demand as factors in this year's low base price. Basarjan says while processors claim they are struggling financially too, he hasn't seen that.
I see processors expanding. I see them buying other companies out. If you look at the scenario, kind of seems like, you know, they're putting a burden on us and they're adding up, you know, their profits and expanding their operations.
Organizers are also calling for processors to post a base price ahead of the season. In recent years, Peter Pan Seafoods posted a price in mid-June, which was welcomed by fishermen. This year, processors did not release a price in Bristol Bay before fishing started. Now, the season is almost over. Fran Call, a longtime captain, says with prior knowledge of the low price, fishermen may have planned differently.
It's very interesting that a price came out pretty much at the end of the season. And they had all our fish, right? The fish had been caught, and then Trident posts 50 cents a pound.
Shane Blau has been fishing in Alaska for 35 years. He fishes for Trident and helped organize this protest. His children crew on his boat in the summers, but he has discouraged them from buying into the fishery.
You know, the last thing you want is your children to get strapped to hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of debt and then have the rug pulled out from under them. And that's what's going on. I didn't think it would happen quite this way, quite this fast.
Adjusted for inflation, this year's base price is the lowest recorded price in nearly 40 years, since 1984. But Blau says he's seen the quality of the fish sold to processors improve over that time. That's due to fishermen's investment in equipment and labor, according to Blau, such as refrigerated seawater and extra deckhands for bleeding fish. But he says these investments are not reflected in prices offered by the processors.
And what do we get in return? We get half the price. And in my opinion, the processors need to do better. I cannot believe I've been fishing 35 years and I'm fishing for less base price than I did when I was in my teenage years.
Anna Mounsey is a skipper on the fishing vessel Siren. She says younger members of the fleet, like herself, are questioning if this industry is worth buying into.
Just seeing if it's even worth it with just how much it fluctuates, not being able to count on making boat payments and all the other expenses that come with just starting out, being young and watching this graying fleet leave. What hope do us young fishermen have with the vulnerability of this market?
Some fishing crews heard the news and promptly ended their season. Others continued fishing, ending an otherwise strong season with a harvest of over 36 million fish to date. Co-reported with Christina McDermott, Corinne Smith, and Jack Darrell, in Naknek, I'm Jesse Sheldon.
And in Juneau, it is currently 63 degrees and sunny today. The high today is 66 and the low tonight is 53 degrees. It looks like there's a chance of some rain tonight and tomorrow, and the rest of the week looks like it varies from being cloudy to sunny with highs in the 60s. You're listening to KTOO.